He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is October the 12th. Do you know where your portfolio is? We've got, this is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. It's the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Well, let's take a look here. It's a quiet start to the market. You know, I don't get to say that very often these days. Usually it's either triple digits up or triple digits down. Nobody's happy today. Well, it's right about even. The Dow is up 11 points. 17,095. Okay, we were challenging. We got under 16,000 there a little bit, don't forget. So we've recovered about 4 or 5 percentage points of this 12 to 13% sell-off. The worst correction that we've had really since 2011, and we still seem to be in the midst of that correction. The S&P 500 is up, is down 1 point. 2013 on the S&P 500. We're back up above 2,000. I drew the line where the S&P has support. I want to say it was right around 1870. So we're well above that once again. But we got to keep our eye on the line in the sand always. The NASDAQ is down almost 2 points right now. The NASDAQ is at 4,828. The NASDAQ doesn't seem to like to stay above 5,000, does it? It goes back and it cringes and it remembers 2000 and 2001 when it got up to 5,300 and then went clear down to 1,200 after that. Crude oil is off a little bit, but it's at the high end of its range, its recent range here, $49.57 if you want to back up your truck. Pick up a 55-gallon drum of crude. Gold is up a little bit. Gold is seeing a 7-week high. And the 10-year yield, 2.09. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, I sent out the newsletter over the weekend. I put in a lot of work into that newsletter. I hope that you got a lot out of it. You know, just look at the pictures. That's all you need to do. Look at the pictures of gold. I'm talking about charts. Anybody can tell whether something is going up, down, sideways, curving, whatever. Look at gold. Look at oil. Look at the dollar. Look at the S&P 500. Look at individual stocks that are continuing to flourish and thrive. Look at great best stocks now that have pulled back 10 or 15% recently. A lot of good stuff. I mean, that's the compilation of my sitting here 10 days or 5 days a week, about 10 hours a day, watching the markets, watching every bit of news that crosses the tape, looking at hundreds and hundreds of charts. I feel like the more information I'm armed with, well, knowledge is power, isn't it? At least power to make good decisions. And at the end of the week, I take everything I've learned during the week and I condense it down to the newsletter. Even then, I can't condense it that much because I feel like there's so many things I need to show you. But I only pick out those things that I think are noteworthy. And we'll go through a little summation of the newsletter that I sent out this past weekend. I'm the guy that's been bullish since March. I know. Ah, Gunderson, we've heard it before, but we have a lot of new listeners. I believe I know we have listeners now. We've entered the Houston market. We now have listeners in Boston. Welcome, Boston. You know, I'm the guy that's been bullish since March of 2009. And I'm the guy that's not always bullish. I don't believe that you can find the top of the market and say that was the top. And I don't believe that you can pick the bottom of the market. That was the bottom. But I think you can see times and seasons and you can come at least fairly close. Everything is cyclical. The economy is cyclical. Markets are cyclical. Earnings growth of the S&P 500. Put a circle around that one. Big bold letters. Earnings have been growing since 2009. in the S&P 500. That's why the market's been going up, because earnings have been growing. What happened in 2007 preceding the bear market? Earnings started to level off. And then they started to drop. And then they started to collapse. And that took the market right down with it. That's why we have to pay such careful attention to the earnings of the S&P 500, where we're at right now, which we'll go through here in a bit, and what we're planning on for next year. What are the expectations? Are they higher? Are they the same? Are they lower? How important is this current earnings season that we're in right now? It's critical. This week, we'll have 35 companies from the S&P 500 reporting. And every week, I publish my numbers. Here's where I'm at on S&P 500 earnings for this year. And here's where I'm at next year. And based on those numbers, I come up with the target price, which determines whether or not I remain bullish for the seventh year, whether I'm starting to get cautious because I'm seeing a leveling off in earnings, or whether I'm growing bearish because I see an earnings recession ahead. Critical. And every company that reports is a piece of that puzzle. Those 500 companies. That's the bellwether. That's what we all look to, is the S&P 500. That's how we come up with target prices on the S&P 500. And every company, like I say, that reports, 35 this week, okay? What is that, 3.5% or 7% of the S&P 500 will be reporting this week. And that will have an impact on the total numbers for next year. And after about 3 weeks and about 4 weeks from now, we'll know. We'll have a very good clue of where the earnings are, will be, the expectations will be for next year, and the market will play off of that. This week, almost all of the banks will be reporting. We should have a good clue. The financial sector, big part of the market, big part of the economy. These major banks will give us at least one big clue as to how they're going to finish this year and to what the prospects are looking ahead to 2016. You know, I read over the weekend, because I've been reporting here recently, that I'm getting a bit more cautious on the market. I see earnings leveling off, which they have this year, and even slightly down from last year. And what is the market? Leveling off and even slightly down from last year. Because the market, the indexes, individual stocks, follow earnings. What happened to earnings this year? We had $118, $117.25 S&P 500 earnings last year. We were expecting 128, 129 this year. Something happened along the road, didn't it? We had a collapse in energy and oil prices. This will be the first year in the last 7 years that oil production in the U.S. will actually decrease. It will decline, actually 8 years. For the first time, oil production, that's fracking. That's Wyoming. That's North Dakota. That's Texas. That's Louisiana. That's the Permian Basin. That's the Williston Basin. It was kind of leading what economic recovery and what kind of job growth we actually had was coming from that section of the economy. Well, Saudi Arabia had something to do with that. They started pumping, gushing crude onto the markets, thereby putting a lot of our guys in idle, or some of them have actually shuttered the wells for now. It's hard to make money at a lot of these wells at $49 a barrel. And so our oil is decreasing. Isn't that funny how it comes right in line with S&P 500 earnings? I figured that it took about $7-$8 out of S&P 500 earnings, the collapse of the fracking industry. Not the collapse, but coming to a grinding halt. And the market's also come to a grinding halt, hasn't it? It's funny how those all kind of play, or all kind of running parallel with one another. We have a lot of news in the markets this week. Today is Columbus Day, however, so it should be a very quiet trading day. Most of the banks, most of the financial institutions, and the U.S. bond market are closed. If you want to buy a 10-year bond at 2.09% today, you're going to have to wait. The bond market is closed. What else has taken place? Dell is buying EMC. Dell's a private company now. I guess they'll be taking EMC private too. Goldman Sachs is not a buyer of the commodity rally. And if the commodity rally is not for real, it doesn't seem to me like the rally in the emerging markets here recently would be for real either. We've got a lot to talk about in the next 40 minutes or so. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do no matter what happens in the market? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the best strategy to prosper in times of turmoil, or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's a great feeling to know that Bill Gunderson is an experienced captain who knows from decades of being at the helm just how to steer around financial storms and maybe even profit during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your supposed financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will evaluate your current positions and rechart a course that might just keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner at a mega big box firm who doesn't even know your name. There is always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give us a call at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the question is, the big question on everybody's mind, this economy has been expanding since the bottom in 2009, when earnings for the S&P 500 dropped clear down to $59.95 per share for the S&P 500. And since that time, earnings have doubled. Year by year, earnings for the S&P 500 have increased. Last year, we came in at $117.25. We grew from $59. And what has the market done during that period of time? Well, the market has gone up too, from just under $700 to over $2,100. It's almost tripled along the way. But the question on everybody's mind, is there still enough earnings fuel to continue to drive this bull market higher? I've been bullish for 6.5 years. I write a newsletter every single week, which you can get. By the way, we have our new website now, GundersonCapital.com. Hey, I like that. That's better than PW Street. I kind of like the old, that was Positively Wall Street, but we're GundersonCapital.com. If you're not getting my weekly newsletter, I put my heart and soul into it. I'm a guy that sits here every day, fishes these waters. I'm the fishing guide. There's still no guarantees that you're going to catch fish, but we're going to try our hardest to try to point you in the right direction in the market. We've been bullish on the market at Gunderson Capital Management for over 6 years. We're turning cautious. It looks to me like we have to be much more selective. We have to be much better stock pickers now. We have to find those companies that are still flourishing and growing like weeds, because it looks to me like maybe this economy is finally starting to run out of fuel, is finally starting to grind to a halt. So I have several strategies of how an investor handles an environment like this. Let's begin by taking a look at the big picture. Well, first I want to state, I wrote in my newsletter, here's the title of the newsletter over the weekend, and I think it's appropriate at this point in time. Full speed ahead with a question mark. Is it time right now in the market? We had a nice rally last week. Maybe this correction, the deepest one we've had since 2011, is behind us. We had a nice bounce in the emerging markets. We had a nice bounce in the international markets. We had a nice bounce in commodities. We had a nice bounce in the U.S. markets. Is it time to push the throttle full speed ahead? Or did we have a little bit of a sucker rally last week? Well, I'm going to go through the evidence and the facts that I've gathered, and we're going to try to come away with some kind of understanding of where we're at in the market right now and what the keys are to the future of this bull and how we should handle this current market. You know, we learned of a cargo ship that went full speed ahead into a approaching hurricane, which isn't funny. Bill, don't laugh, but it's not good that they went full speed ahead into an approaching hurricane. The name of the boat was the El Faro. And I wrote in my newsletter that almost every restaurant in Mexico has a restaurant named El Faro. That's the lighthouse. And the lighthouse, which guides ships safely home, they should have had radar, they should have had weather reports, they should have steered around the storm. We don't know when another storm in the market is coming, but we do know one is coming. The last bear market was to the tune of 53%. I don't believe in going full speed ahead, meaning fully invested or riding through with my asset allocation right into the center of a storm. I believe in being cautious at times and pulling back a little bit, taking some chips off the table. We've had a good run for the last 6.5 years. But where are we at right now in the market? Let's begin by taking a look at the scorecard so far this year. After all is said and done, and after all the gyrations in the market, the S&P 500 is down 2% this year. That's where it's at. Why? Because earnings are going to be down about 2% this year. Isn't that interesting? The correlation between earnings and the market. Hey, if there's that correlation, it would only make sense that looking ahead to next year's earnings estimates could provide the key for us. Well, we'll get to that in a bit. You're right. What are the expectations for next year? We got hit by a couple of whammies this year. We got hit by a strong dollar that hurt the multinationals. We got hit by a drop-off in commodity prices, namely oil, which took a big chunk out of S&P 500 earnings. Therefore, we're going to have flat to down earnings this year. Furthermore, it looks like we may even have three quarters in a row of down earnings. If nothing else, that's a major yellow flag waving that the earnings growth during this recovery may be grinding to a halt. It's not a red flag yet, but it's definitely a major yellow flag. And you know that I've raised my cash levels recently to about 40%. But having said that, I'm still 50-55% long the market. And I also believe that there's another asset class that most money managers, most asset allocators never put to use. That's inverse ETFs, inverse the S&P 500, that's SH. Is that such a big deal? Inverse the Dow, that's DOG. Is that such a big deal? Inverse the NASDAQ, PSQ, is that such a big deal? Those are just in case type hedges, in case we run into another bear market, which we will at some point in time. And I would be prepared to increase that asset allocation to those inverse funds. Right now I have about a 5% overall asset allocation to inverse funds to take a little bit of bump out of the ride right now and to be prepared in case this market should start to peel off, which it's not doing yet, but we're definitely in a pretty sharp correction. The emerging markets I continue to not like. I believe that was a sucker rally last week in the emerging markets. They're down 10% year-to-date. China's down 7% year-to-date. Latin America's down 21% year-to-date. There has been very little money, if any, made in the stock market this year. Most people are down double digits. You take a look at most mid-cap growth mutual funds, small-cap growth mutual funds, you'll see double-digit losses. Well, then, what's an investor to do? Should we invest in bonds? I don't like the bond market. I think that the only direction for interest rates in the coming 3 to 5 years is up. And that's not going to be good for the bond market. How about commodities? How about gold? Inflation's right around the corner. That's the problem. There's no inflation, and the dollar remains strong. Gold's down 2% right now. Oil's down 8%. I believe we still have to go into the best areas of the U.S. market and find the best stocks now that continue to flourish in the environment that we're still in. When we come back, we'll develop this thought a little bit more and get a little bit more detailed. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money?
Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. Are we headed into a hurricane like the cargo ship El Faro with our portfolios? Well, you know what? I'm a numbers guy. I'm an analyst. I used to write up research reports on individual companies. Now I look at hundreds and hundreds, not thousands, of individual companies. I'm a walking ticker symbol. You could name any. I wish they had Jeopardy. And, you know, the column would be ticker symbols. Oh, man, I could kill anybody on those ticker symbols. I know them by heart. But anyways, what I've learned over the years, especially through inventing my app, Best Stocks Now, that I use to manage money, is there's great stocks. There's so-so stocks, and there's really mediocre stocks. And if you were to line them up, the mediocre list is pretty big. Mediocre stocks, mediocre companies, so-so management, haven't made money for investors in years. Just take a look at the results. Just take a look at the performance on the app of a company over the years. How has it done for its shareholders? You'll find a lot of junk out there. General Electric comes to mind. Over the last 10 years, I know there's a lot of fervor and news over General Electric here recently, but over the last 10 years, the stock has gone nowhere. Meanwhile, a little-known stock like AutoZone or Monster Beverage or Priceline, etc., they've run circles around the stock market, and obviously there's no guarantees that they'll continue to do that in the future, but I have a lot more faith in a company that has run circles around the stock market over the last 1, 3, 5, 10 years than a company that's gone nowhere in 10 years. What would make me think that that company is going to all of a sudden wake up and be a stellar performer over the next 10 years? I don't have much faith in a company that hasn't done anything over the last 10 years. That's a big part of my process here. I like companies where the earnings continue to grow. You know, I'm an avid gardener. It's been a while, but we had some acreage, my wife and I was had heirloom to, I mean, I have grown literally celery. I've grown carrots. I've grown tomatoes. I've grown parsley. I've grown grapes. I've grown blackberries and blueberries. I love to see things grow, which is good if you're a money manager, you know. But I know that once a plant gets into trouble and is not thriving anymore, it's in trouble. You're not going to get a good product. You can nurse it all you want. But once it stops flourishing, and eventually that tomato plant is going to reach its max, it's not going to grow anymore. It's maxed out its growth. It's produced its fruit. We've picked its fruit. We've enjoyed the fruit thereof. We've put some away for a rainy day in the way of tomato sauces and salsas and spaghetti sauces, etc. And now it's starting to wither. And now it's starting. The market's the same way. Everything is cyclical. So we have to be on guard not only for the market to start to wither, but we have to be on guard for individual companies that were once thriving companies. Look at Yum Brands, how it's withering now. Yeah, sometimes they can wake up and turn it around. Domino's Pizza was able to do it. But I could name many, 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 many companies who have seen their better days. Their better days are in the rearview mirror. And then I can give you lots of examples. I give you two every day. Not today because we're doing the big picture of the market. Because without the big picture, it's hard for the plants to thrive. If the sun's not shining, if the plants aren't getting water, if the plants aren't getting nutrients, they're not going to flourish in the garden. The same way with the stock market. If monetary policy, if the market's not getting monetary policy, if the market's not getting job growth, if the market's not getting help from Congress, you know, in the way of fiscal policy too, which is what it really needs a shot of right now, is a good shot of fiscal policy. We're not going to get it. Bernanke's calling for it. It's falling on deaf ears. So we may be running out of one of the biggest nutrients for the garden, a healthy environment in which the economy can thrive in. But even if the market and the garden stops thriving, there's going to be individual sectors, there's going to be individual stocks that will continue to thrive. But a lot of it, again, depends on the market environment that it's in. And that dictates, when you have low oil prices, one side of the street suffers, right? I don't have any energy stocks. I sold them a year and a half ago. I'm starting to get interested again in the energy patch. I'm still not convinced that oil has bottomed, however. And meanwhile, while energy is suffering, over here the consumer's got a little bit more in his pocket to go to TJ Maxx or to go to Buffalo Wild Wings or whatever the case may be. Some companies thrive due to the environment we're in right now, and other companies don't do so well. An automobile dealership thrives in a low interest rate environment. The lender, on the other hand, the banks, have very little margin to work with. So there's a sunny side of the street, and there's a dark side of the street. I believe in investing in the sunny side of the street. The U.S. markets continue to be, as I look at my ranking of the asset classes and the indexes, the U.S. markets continue to dominate. I have no exposure to Europe. I have no exposure to the emerging markets, no exposure to China. I have no exposure to India. The exposure that I have to the stock market, which is about 50%, continues to be in U.S. stocks. I also have a little bit of a hedge, just in case. I still don't like the emerging markets. We hear today that Goldman Sachs doesn't believe in the commodity rally. I don't either. There was no fundamental reason for it. And there was no fundamental reason for the rally in the emerging markets last week. The global slowdown continues. Instead, I like, and I'm looking at, an inverse fund on the emerging markets called EUM, which is pulled back considerably during this little emerging market rally. It may be a good time. I believe that one of the asset classes that we have, one of the buckets that we have to choose from, is inverse ETFs. It's a very good tool to have in your toolkit when things turn bad in certain areas of the market. So I like the inverse of the emerging markets right now, and I still don't like gold. As we look at the asset classes around the world, as we develop our own asset allocation, how much should we have in bonds? How much should we have in stocks? How much should we have in cash? Well, I'm not a believer in the traditional asset allocation model that's based on age and risk tolerance. I read the newspapers every day. I look at hundreds of charts every day. I look at the conditions in the world, interest rates, commodity prices, economy. I develop my asset allocation based on that instead. And right now, my asset allocation is 50% U.S. stocks, 40% cash, and about 10% that I'm using to inverse this or inverse that as a hedge just in case. And if things start to go really bad, I will increase. The asset classes that I continue to avoid, like the plague or anything commodity related, anything emerging markets related, anything international, anything high yield bonds, I don't have any gold, I do not like sovereign debt, I do not like the oil and gas MLPs right now, they're subject to dividend cuts and distribution cuts. I like U.S. stocks that are continuing to flourish and grow at way above average rates. And I also like U.S. stocks that still present value. We'll go through some of those tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. I try to pick out the best examples that I possibly can find. As far as the as far as the sectors in the U.S. market that I continue to be heavily weighted in, well, it's the faster growing sectors. I'm very cautious right now on the biotech industry, which I've tried to squeeze as much out of as I can over the last several years. There's a war on the pharmaceutical stocks right now and on the biotech stocks. Doesn't mean there won't be individual winners out of that sector, but the easy pickings are kind of behind us. I continue to like the internet sector, portions of the consumer sector that are benefiting from low interest rates. I still have some technology stocks. I have some REITs benefiting from low interest rates. They're doing well. Some consumer staples, some retail. Those are the sectors of the market I like right now. Now, when we come back, I'm going to get into my projections for next year for the S&P 500. Are earnings going to continue to grow or not? Because that is the key right there to whether or not this bull market can continue. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do no matter what happens in the market? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the best strategy to prosper in times of turmoil, or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's a great feeling to know that Bill Gunderson is an experienced captain who knows from decades of being at the helm just how to steer around financial storms and maybe even profit during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your supposed financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will evaluate your current positions and rechart a course that might just keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner at a mega big box firm who doesn't even know your name. There is always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give us a call at 855-611-BEST.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment here of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. And this is the bottom line segment, okay? We're going to get right to the bottom line. How does this guy who's been bullish on the market for the last 6.5 years feel about this current market? Well, so far we've talked about the commodity rally that took place in the market last week, which also led to a rally in the emerging markets. I really don't believe that was real. That looked a lot more like short covering to me. Did you see anything in the world? If you saw anything in the world that led you to believe that the global economy is not continuing to grind to a halt, let me know. Bill@GundersonCapital.com. Send me an email. Bill@GundersonCapital.com. Did you see anything last week that led you to believe that the slowdown in China, that the slowdown in the emerging markets is all of a sudden turning around and there's good news out there? Let me know. I didn't. Nor did I see that demand for commodities has all of a sudden increased. Okay? There's a thing called short covering. I believe that's what we saw in these high-risk areas of the market last week. If last week was such a real rally that you can sink your teeth into, why did $53 billion flow into money market funds? That's the biggest inflow in the last 2 years. However, the U.S. markets also experienced some of that lift higher, being led by the emerging markets and the commodities. I don't think that, you know, it was real conviction buying myself, but I do think that there's areas of the market on both the long side and the short side that can still be exploited. I see today markets are basically down a little bit. We're having a pretty good day here, you know, because we have a few short ETFs that are working out very well, and our airline positions are working out very well, and our cruise line positions are working out very well right now. But the bottom line that I came up with last week in the newsletter is this. Earnings season is now underway. It's not off to a good start so far, but we only have a small sampling. What did we have? We had Yum Brands, we had Domino's Pizza, we had Monsanto, we had Constellation Brands, and there was one other one, and 5 out of 6 guided lower. One, Constellation Brands, which we own, and Adobe Systems, guided lower. This week we'll get 35 more. We should have a better look, a lot better look into 2016 by the end of this week. I would want to get my newsletter next week. I'm not just pimping newsletters here. They're free, for heaven's sakes, for the first 4 weeks. And after, if you don't like it, you still continue to get the free version of the newsletter, which has a heck of a lot of data and opinions and facts in it every week. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. 35 companies will report this week. It'll be interesting to see where we're at, and I'll tell you where we're at on earnings here in a bit. I saw no reason last week for the emerging markets to rally other than short covering. U.S. markets, what are they rallying on? Two things. They love the fact that the Fed is out of the picture once again. The Fed is backed into a real corner here. They can't raise rates. They're at zero. And if tough times should come along again, something like a recession, you know, what are they going to do? They have no bullets in the gun other than cranking up the printing presses. And we've already got $18 trillion of debt floating around, and we reached the limit, the credit limit here. I think this week we run out of money. We got to raise the credit card limit once again. They're kind of between a rock and a hard place. However, having said that, my estimates for next year, well, let's talk about this year first. We're just now getting reports for the third quarter, and we'll get reports on the fourth quarter in January of next year. My estimates for this year are $117, which is the same as last year, if not slightly lower. And that's why the markets have floundered this year. Earnings have leveled off. My target price is about 2,000, and that's where we're at on the S&P 500. That's why the market can't advance. So we look ahead to next year, which the market is currently doing. My earnings estimates for next year, I've lowered from $130 per share to $127 per share. That's where the numbers are at right now. Goldman Sachs is at 120. Other firms are at 130. I'm at 127. I'm using a multiple of 16.5. The long-term average multiple of the S&P 500 has been closer to 16. I'm giving it an extra half a point because of the favorable ZERP, zero interest rate environment that the Fed keeps us in. That gives me a $2,100 target price for the S&P 500, which is 4% upside potential. But within the S&P 500, and this is the key, there's superior stocks that will do a lot better than that. The market right now going forward is so-so. It's vulnerable to earnings downgrades, companies warning about next year. At the same time, I may be a little bit low with my estimates. I'm using a conservative approach right now. And after this week, I'll be able to either revise my numbers upwards, revise my numbers downwards, or remain the same. I believe that the general bull market in general has come to a screeching halt here, and it's grinding to a halt. But within that S&P 500 and NASDAQ and Russell 2000 and all the other S&P 400, there's individual stocks that will continue to flourish. And that's the key to the future, is being invested in the right stocks. Having a few short side hedges in the areas that are very vulnerable right now. So while I'm neutral on the market, I'm still bullish on a lot of individual stocks and areas of the market. You can get my newsletter every week. GundersonCapital.com. That's S-O-N. GundersonCapital.com. I've been in the business for 20 years. I'm an analyst. I'm an observer. I feel like the more facts that I can soak up every single day, I'll be looking at hundreds and hundreds of charts and news crossing the wire, etc. today. And come tomorrow, I'll try to pick out the two best stocks that I can find to feature that possess those qualities that I like. They're flourishing. They're performing, they've been putting money in shareholders' pockets, and they still make sense from a value point of view. They come from all walks of life. There's airline stocks that I like. There's cruise ship stocks that I like. There's consumer stocks that I like. They come from all walks of life. And in the end, what do I call them? I call them best stocks now. They're the ones that are flourishing in today's environment. That's why I call the show Best Stocks Now. The app is Best Stocks Now. The radio or the newsletter is Best Stocks Now. GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. We also manage a little money here.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.